This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. TJ Hope, intern Joe, I'm Billy Kidd. That was brand spanking new music from Eric Church called Hands of Time.
So much going on.
Well, we're listening to it. We heard it the first time you heard it.
Yeah, we didn't want to spoil it. We wanted to experience the new Eric Church song with you. There were a lot of horns.
Yes.
There was a lot of like choir backup singing.
That's his vibe. Yep.
Yeah, and then some tambourine thrown in there, and then you hear a clock.
So his...
it was so much going on. Like, wait a minute.
And he... I don't know that there's a lot of artists that push the envelope the way he does.
Right.
Like, I think a lot of people just want to be safe and be right down the middle
mm-hmm.
and sound like Luke Combs or Luke Bryan and, you know, call it a day. And he always seems to be searching for something a little bit different and a little bit out there. I know this is going to shock you. I cried at a concert recently. He came out. I don't know that I've ever cried the way I did at that show.
Because you cry a lot, Billy.
I do.
So it was a different kind of Eric Church cry.
I laugh a lot. I cry a lot. I just let it fly. You just let your emotions go. So anyways, I'm at this show, and it was it was an industry thing.
Okay.
And he came out, and it was just him and his guitar. And he told the story about the shootings in Nashville at the school. His kid went to the school like just down the road.
Oh, jeez.
So for him, the hardest thing was dropping his kid off at school the next day that they had school,
mm-hmm.
which as any parent would probably,
absolutely.
Especially if it happened in your district. So that the song that he did there, he had the choir come out halfway through the song. They started walking up and down the aisles and I was like, oh, here we go. And then it was just him, his guitar, the choir. And it was one of the most emotional things I've ever seen on stage. Ever.
Wow.
And a lot of people, and I bet we're going to see text messages from people that he's got his bar down there in Nashville called Chiefs.
Yeah.
And he apparently did a residency there where he did this song multiple times with the choir in his club, which I couldn't imagine seeing that in a club. It was so good at the Ryman. I could not imagine seeing it there. Have you ever cried at a concert? Don't lie to me. Yes,
jeez.
You have. You had to have. Come on, Hope. Back me up here. Either of you. Joe?
I've never been to a concert, so I can't have cried at a concert.
Well.
Okay, we're going to talk about that coming up in a few minutes. The B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. TJ, Hope, Billy Kidd, intern Joe's in the house this morning, too.
Now, I'm not engaged. I'm not currently planning a wedding. However, nothing gives me agita. Nothing makes me feel like I'm going to get an ulcer. Like thinking about having a wedding and mixing all of my friend groups together and having them in one place.
Well, because we were talking off air yesterday about my daughter's wedding.
Yeah.
And you were asking about if I was nervous or if she was nervous, if anybody was nervous about mixing friends. And I'm like, well, no.
Because you have different silos of friends. You have your work friends that you might be friendly with outside of work.
Yeah.
You have your friends that you grew up with.
Uh-huh.
You maybe have some other friends that you made along the way. Do those groups mix? Because they, in my world, they rarely mix.
Really?
And when they did, it was not good. I agree with you, Hope.
It stresses me out. When I threw a housewarming party this past fall, I like took a step and I was like, I'm going to mix my friend groups and the world is not going to end and it's going to be okay. And it was fine. But I've been at other friends' bachelorette parties where I'm like, how is my friend friends with these people? These people are awful.
What are you doing?
And I don't want to put my friends in a situation where they're like not all getting along.
Yeah. Okay.
You would think that with you as the common denominator that they would all be like-minded people. They're not. They are not. My work friends. So I had a camping party.
Yeah.
Memorial Day. This is a long time ago. And I think most of them are they're out of state, so they're not going to hear this. But work friends came. Friend friends came. One of the friend friends was so rubbed wrong by one of the people that they were like, oh, I forgot I got this thing tomorrow. I can't spend the night. Took his tent down and he went home. Like, I don't know what happened.
Oh, I got a thing to do at that place.
The guy from the thing in the place. Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE, TJ Hope.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Billy Kidd, we got Intern Joe here. Intern Joe said something a couple minutes ago that I think you may have heard an audible gasp in the room.
It was me. You heard me. Go.
How old are you?
25.
25. Never been to a concert.
Correct.
Ever.
Ever.
Wow.
We've had colleges on your campus.
You mean what? Concerts?
What? Concerts.
You said we've had colleges on your campus.
Yes, what she said. Yeah. Yes, we've. Yes.
You know what I mean.
You know what I meant. Are you avoiding them, or you've just never had the opportunity?
I thought about it, and I said I want to make the first one real, like special, like memorable, and I've probably put too much thought into just going to one.
Wow. That's deep.
I want my first time to be special. I wanted to just go all willy-nilly to whatever.
TJ, do you remember your first?
That was so long ago.
Concert.
I grew up around live music, so I mean, my mom played instruments, my dad sang, so I never...
I
was born
exposed to it from birth.
From birth.
Yeah.
So I can't ever even remember a time where I didn't have live music in my life.
Hope. My first concert, Aaron Carter at the Blue Cross Arena. Aaron's Party, Come Get It. I Want Candy. You know all the hits.
Yes, all the hits.
I just remember when I took Morgan, I spent money I didn't have to see Selena Gomez at Darien Lake.
Oh my God.
And she wore her Selena Gomez shirt and she stood there and her little claw, like her little fingers went right into the side of my arm and she goes, "Mommy, she's real. She's really real." And it was the sweetest thing ever. So if you want me to take you to your first concert, I'm prepared for you to realize that these people, they're real. real, TJ. They're really real.
Morning Coffee Club 92.5 WBEE. TJ Hope, I'm Billy Kidd. Intern Joe shocked us this morning when he said at 25 he's never been to a concert ever.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Just never happened.
So, oh, well, that's good. We're going to make that happen.
We'll change that.
We're going to be his, like, make-a-wish this year. And we're going to be like, Joe, guess what?
Guess what, Joe? So, you guys remember the band High Valley? It was a couple of brothers.
Yes.
Good Canadian, fine folks from Canada. They came through on their radio tour, which new artists, they literally get in a car with somebody from the record company, and they drive across the country, and they just stop at radio stations.
Mm-hmm.
So, I found out from their record guy that the brothers, they grew up Mennonite. They grew up on a ranch way out in Canada, I think in British Columbia somewhere.
Okay.
They were so far away from civilization that they couldn't get radio stations or TV stations. So they grew up in a bubble, and all they listened to was a very small handful of Christian artists. Stuff that they could buy on cassette at the gas station. That's what they grew up. They had never heard music from Led Zeppelin. They had never heard of Michael Jackson.
Right.
Not only heard music from, but heard of them.
Right.
The Beatles. Think of all the legendary country artists that are out there. Alan Jackson, George. They had never heard any of that.
So was it in church and with Christian rock that they started
Yes.
with music? Okay.
Yes. And somehow they got a hold of cassettes. Maybe their friends were swapping cassettes with them,
mm-hmm.
and they got a hold of music, a little bit of music from the outside world, but it wasn't until they signed their record deal that they actually got exposed to. And if you listen to their music, it's very, like, old-timey, bluegrassy roots
right.
in their music. But I just couldn't imagine growing up. In this day and age, with the technology we have...
Right. I grew up very similar, though. In Nowhere, Missouri, and my parents were really strict, and so that's all I was allowed to listen to was gospel and Christian. I saw the Oak Ridge Boys, but only when they were doing Christian rock.
The gospel stuff, yeah.
The gospel stuff. So that's, I started off, that's all I knew, and now look at me.
Yeah, now you're going to Brantley Gilbert
concerts.
Look at
this stuff.
Brantley, I love you!
I love you!